Hi there. Welcome to The Preventable, the podcast giving you a seat at the table with conversations about the intersection of alcohol, drugs, and mental health in everyday lives. Take a seat and join us.
Welcome to The Preventable. With me today is artist, musician, and artivist, Brock Seals. Welcome to The Preventable.
Thank you for having me.
What the heck is an artivist?
An artivist is a term that I kind of adopted. Basically, for me, it is an artist that uses his voice for change. Mm. So I'm using my art as my voice. You know, I feel like an activist is someone who uses their voice directly to get their point across. But me being in my profession, and I felt what was most comfortable for me was to use my art as my voice. Hmm. So,
well, we are privileged to have some of your art on our walls at Prevent Ed, because we have a racial equity committee who earlier in 2021 they worked up the courage to say to me, their boss, this building is a little boring. Mm-hmm. It's a little white, figuratively and literally. And
right.
It needs a little something.
Mm-hmm.
So we put out lots of bids and lots of calls, and I was reaching out to all kinds of people, and I heard about you because of the work you've done with STL Bucket List and the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What have you done with the Cardinals? I mean, kind of a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, it was just like one big thing, so
kind
of
unraveled
into a bunch of other things. So basically, I did a design for their hat for the African American Heritage Night. So with that hat, it was you just bought a theme ticket to the game, and you received a hat as like
so
a promotional
of a
item.
Head or whatever they got.
Yeah,
one of your
you
hats.
You got a super dope hat designed by St. Louis own Brock
How
Seals.
How does that feel? I mean, that's
man.
Dude, that is huge.
Yeah, it is huge. It was a good moment, like something huge in my career, you know, just to have my family out there and just kind of see, you know, an organization like the Cardinals, who we all love, you know, or just me to collaborate with them, you know,
it's
with some art.
It's a huge deal. And I'll be honest, before I heard, so once my friend sent me a link on Instagram and she's like, you need to check this artist out.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. They did some stuff with the Cardinals. I was like, wow, that's really cool, but he's not going to have time. He's going to be way too expensive. I messaged you. You messaged me right away. And now I feel like we're really cool.
Yeah.
Because we have two, not one, but two.
Right, you got two.
Of your murals.
Big ones.
I know. And I walk in the other day to the City Foundry. My kid and I are stopped dead in the tracks. And we're like, that's Brock. Like, you're everywhere.
Yeah, it's been picking up lately. Like, these past 2 years, I feel like my career has officially started. But I mean, I've been working for like 10 plus years, like creatively. But these past 2 years, like, it's picked up big time.
So do you think that you had like one big break, or do you feel like it's just been like slow and steady wins the race?
I feel like just 10 years of work, one day you're going to hit it, and it just, you know, goes up from there. It was no big thing. Like, the Cardinals wasn't like the first. I mean, that was huge. But I mean, it started to pick up a little bit before that, you know.
Really? So was music your thing first, or art?
Yeah,
or
music.
What?
I've been doing music my whole life, since I was like 8 or 9 years old. So we had a program in my school. I went to Jennings.
Okay.
We had a after school program. They had a studio inside the school, a recording studio.
No way.
Yeah. So to use the studio, you had to make songs about like schools type stuff, you know, positive type stuff.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to make music so bad, so we did it. And it was just something that I was in like a little group with me and two of my other bros. And we just kept doing it over the years. And that just developed my love for songwriting, rapping, you know, just being in a professional studio. And from there, I just never stopped. Like, never stopped writing, never stopped making music.
So could you always like draw and paint? I mean, are you one of those people that like kind of can do everything? Like one of those people that make me sick?
I wouldn't say that. Because
you know, you can brag on yourself.
Yeah,
Brock.
No, I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to scribble a lot, and when I used to do that, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be an artist, because you know, you always had that kid in school who can just draw super good.
Yes.
You
just like doodling, and you're just like in awe, right?
Yeah,
I was not that kid.
Yeah, me neither. And that's why I didn't think I was an artist. But I loved doing creative things. Like, I was into fashion, so I felt like, you know, I kind of learned how to hand sew, and so I learned that. And I just started doing fashion a lot. in high school, I had a clothing line with me and two of my other homies.
I'm sorry, what? You had a clothing line?
Yeah, yeah. In high school, it was called Hello Tomorrow. So it was a lifestyle streetwear t-shirt brand. Huh. So we made just like cool, dope t-shirts, and we were selling them to all kids in high schools. It was like throughout the whole little high school.
That's cool.
You know what
I'm
saying?
And you went to Jennings High School?
Mm-hmm. That's where I went.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we was selling those out the trunk for a while, you know, out of high school and a little bit into college. So after I graduated, I went to Columbia College in Chicago
yes.
to study fashion.
Oh, that's a great school.
Yeah, super great, lots of resources. But I wasn't focused at all. Mm. I wasn't, you know, I was trying to do everything my way. Mm. You know, I thought I had it figured out. But I thank God for me for that happening because it was a reality check. After I lost my scholarship that year, I came back to St. Louis. And I was like, damn, you know, like my back against the wall. Like I felt like I failed myself, my mom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
the
I'm like,
disappointment yeah, with the yeah. family, the whole deal.
All that. So I had to like get back on track. And there was no fashion program in St. Louis. So I had to pick something different. And I was like, you know, I did used to like to scribble back in the day. You know, what about art? I'm like, that's just the next coolest thing that interested me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go and study anything that didn't. You right. know, fulfill me. I wasn't going to waste money, you know, going to college and studying something that I didn't want to do.
So you went to school for art?
Yeah, I went to Flow Valley.
Really? And I mean, I always naively, I think that you're just born to know how to do art. But
we
does
all
it
are.
Teach you a discipline in how to make yeah. art and how to, I mean, and do they teach you the business side too?
Well. Because,
you know, if I went home and said, Dad, I'm going to study art. My dad would be like, and what are you going to do for your job?
Right, right.
So there's that, how you make money at it,
yeah,
too.
It's two different things. So to answer that first question, they do teach you how to use the tools. You know, I realized that I had the ideas. I had everything in my head. I knew how I wanted it to look, but I didn't know how to do it myself. So learning how to use a paintbrush, how to draw, how to, you know, all the basics helped me get those ideas, help me do it myself, you know, help me learn how to use it. So
yeah.
I tell anybody can learn how to do it. You just got to put the time into it. That's with anything. That's with anything you want to do.
Anything.
Yeah, you got to put the time into it. So me putting the time and working hard into it, it paid off. I learned how to paint. I learned how to become the artist that I wanted to be. And as far as the business aspect, they do teach you, you know, different, they touch on it. You know, but ultimately it's up to you. You know, art has no rules, so it's no structure. So if you want to be a successful or an artist that gets paid for his work, you got to find your niche. You know, it's so many different lanes that you can sell your art. So you have to find what's best for you. And me, I was just, I kind of used what I had, which was a big network of people, you know. So from doing the clothing line, I met a bunch of people. From doing music, I met a bunch of people. So I use my network to kind of sell my artwork.
So what would you say your niche is? Like if you go to your website, rockseals.com, you'll see all kinds of stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Do you, and for me, I think you can see that artivist side coming through. But what do you say to folks is your niche?
Just all around creativity. I mean, I love to paint clothing, shoes. That's something that I do frequently. But my niche is just creativity. I consider myself like a visionary because I just have like ideas and I see like the whole thing from the beginning to end. So if I can bring people on to it, whether it's planning an event or planning a rollout for an album or just like painting some shoes, I see the idea. So that's kind of my niche, is the idea.
You also, everything that I've seen is very positive. It's like the music that I've listened to of yours, the art I've seen.
Yeah.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's like clean. You know, there's like clean comedians. Like it's not like that, but it's very.
It's clean comedians?
Yeah. Like, didn't Bob Saget used to be a clean comedian or something? But now he's like a real dirty comedian.
Yeah.
Jim Gaffigan is a clean comedian. He's the guy that always talks about food.
I'm not familiar with Jim. I got to check in.
He's funny. He's like funny with the dad jokes. And he always talks about food because he's a little bit overweight. So, but like you could bring a kid to his show and not have to plug their ears.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, so, got to fill that void.
Yeah, right. So I would describe you as positive, not necessarily clean. Like I wouldn't say your stuff's all PG rated.
Right.
But it's definitely optimistic and hopeful. Yeah,
that definitely sums it up.
Like, is that intentional for you?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do something. I mean, it's me. That's what I would say it is. I'm not like trying to rap like somebody else or be something that I'm not. So my music is clearly my message. You know, that's why it's not all PG, because I keep it real. Mm-hmm. You know, like, very optimistic, very inspiring. I want to, like, definitely inspire people and give them the hope and courage, you know, when they may be going through something or just kind of feeling certain things that I may have felt in certain times. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really reflective. So if I'm going through something, I may put it in a song, because this message that was passed to me could help somebody else. So,
which is why I think that you're do we need water?
Yeah, I could use some water.
Get you some water. Okay, yeah. We will do that. But appreciate it's why it. I think that the mural you did in the area for our counseling clients is mm-hmm. so, like, it just speaks so well, because when you came in, I told you that this is the service we provide. We're not providing treatment, but we are providing services to people who are at a really low point, mm-hmm. and we want to help them navigate to a different life, a better life. And we're not saying that they're making bad choices or they're making wrong choices, mm-hmm. but because that's way too judgmental and that's not how we are.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I was able to talk to you and you came back with a mural that really paints a picture, pardon mm-hmm. the pun, of what it is we do. So could you talk a little bit about that mural that you did for the counseling area?
Absolutely. So that was the rose that grew from concrete. So that's inspired by a poem from Tupac. And I remember reading that poem, like, in middle school or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it was just real popular, and it really just stuck out to me because it was talking about a message of just being, you know, like you say, resilient. Just keep not letting your surroundings determine your future, mm-hmm. you know, or your circumstances determine your future, giving you hope that, you know, the most beautiful thing can come out of disasters, you know. And that just kind of really speaks to my story, you know, of me not succeeding, you know, in my first year going off to college. You know, something beautiful happened from that. I couldn't see it, but, you know, I'm very grateful that happened, mm-hmm. you know. So mm-hmm. that mural and you guys' message, you know what I'm saying, to the people who may see that mural, it just kind of aligned with everything that I was doing. So appreciate it. Yeah, it just aligned with everything I was doing. So it was effortless.
And it took you less than a week. Mm-hmm. I mean, that one I feel like just kind of flowed out. Like, it just, I mean, does that happen with a lot of your work when you feel inspired?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all my work, really. Like, if I'm not...
Are you to a point where you can say no to something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And I mean, I've always been at that point.
Okay.
Only because, like, I don't want to, well...
Like, you don't want to do something that's fake.
Yeah, I don't want to do something that's fake or something that's not me. You know, I would hate it. Not saying that I haven't said, that I've said yes to some things that I wish I would have said no to. Mm. Because I have to learn.
Of course.
So I've definitely learned, and, like, you know, money is not always the deciding factor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just not aligning with me, or it's not, I don't feel it in my soul, then I'm going to hate it every second while I'm doing it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you travel for work?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I just came back from Nashville.
What'd you do in Nashville?
A week ago.
Can you talk
last
about
week?
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what'd you do?
So, I did an art show at a gallery. I was in a group show at this gallery called Mod Fellows Gallery there in Nashville, Tennessee. So I went, displayed some art. I got it up there for like a month or so. It'll be up. So if you're in Nashville, if you're listening, go check it out. It's at My Fellows Gallery.
My Fellows Gallery.
Yeah, Nashville, Tennessee.
And what's a group show? Sorry.
A group show is like basically a bunch of different artists.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not just my art that's in the show. So you got different artists. You got photographers, illustrators, painters.
But painting is your thing. Right?
Or yeah, I got some artwork in there, like some paintings, and then I got some shoes that I painted, so I got them on display too. So
very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. And I've heard that St. Louis is sort of becoming a fashion town, right? Don't we have like a fashion incubator or something?
It's always been a fashion town, like
with shoes, right?
Yeah, shoes, and then like back in the day, it was like a big hub for like fashion designers. Like before our time.
Yeah, it's like coming back around.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So what's next for you? Do you have any cool projects that you can talk about? Are they all super top secret?
Nah, let me think. Because I'll be doing so much stuff like
I know, I feel like just in day. Here today, like you've already picked up 3 new clients.
Yeah, yeah. So I have to like think, like what's coming up?
Which is a good problem
okay,
to have.
Okay, I did some cleats for NFL player Denzel Ward. Play for the Cleveland Browns.
Cool.
Yeah, you watch football?
Yeah, actually.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
a Saints fan.
Saints. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So he plays for the Browns. He's a like the safety or cornerback, something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
So this was for the My Cause My Cleats. So you know, every year they
yes!
do the yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
How
so
cool would it be, by the way, if prevented, like if somebody's cause was actually mm-hmm. like substance use disorders or prevention? How awesome
hey,
would that be?
I'm pretty sure that's. Got to be somebody's in the league.
Awesome. So he reached out to you and...
Yeah, yeah. And he has a foundation called Make Them Know Your Name, which honors his father who died from a heart condition. So we took that and also the Make Them Know Your Name piece and designed some cleats. So he'll be wearing them. They got a bye coming up this week. So the week after, he'll have them in the game that they play against the Ravens.
Oh, wow.
Is lit.
So what is that? What does that look like? Is that you and all of your family like sitting around watching the Browns game, or are you just like to the point now where you're like, oh,
yeah.
it's on TV if you want to check
nah,
it out?
Nah, I'm definitely. I mean,
I would geek.
Yeah,
out
yeah.
Over
I still
that.
I still get geeked off seeing stuff like that. You know, you mentioned that. That's funny because I had some shoes that I did for this TV show called Young Dylan. It's on Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Yeah. So. It was an episode where he was trying to get some shoes, and I designed a shoe that he was trying to get. And, like, his uncle had got, he knew the guy with the shoes or something like that. So, yeah, I designed the shoes for that. So, me and my whole family, we had a watch party in my brother's basement, like, waiting to see the shoes. And we watched Nickelodeon. Like, nobody in there was a kid, but we all, like, some kids waiting for 7:30 for it to come on, so...
That's cool.
Yeah, that was super dope.
So it's kind of full circle for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, you know, you started pursuing passions and selling T-shirts and everything, mm-hmm. and then you had a little bit of a rocky, like, young adulthood, which, by the way, mm-hmm. who doesn't?
Right.
And then now everybody's, like, cheering you on. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And it just goes to show that you just can't give up. You got to just keep going through the adversity. Through people not supporting you, through you feeling like it's worthless, you know, you just have to keep going at the end of the day. You can't look at what the next man is doing. You can't look at, you know, anything else but your journey because you never know what's on your path, you know, and it's hard, you know, especially when you don't have somebody like pushing you to do it. When it's all on you, you can easily give up. Giving up is the easiest thing to do. You know, but stick it out. Just keep doing it. Find ways to keep doing it.
I am so excited to watch the game and see
yeah,
your shoes.
Definitely.
I cannot
take pictures
wait.
Of the screen.
I will, and I will send them to you. So if you're interested in learning more about Brock or potentially purchasing some of his art or commissioning him,
mm-hmm.
BrockSeals.com, correct?
BrockSeals.com. Seals Brock on all social media networks. SEALS. BROCK. Yeah, Brock Seals on all streaming platforms. You want to listen to my music?
Man.
Check me out.
I am so grateful that I have met you. I really
likewise.
am really appreciative, and I think that your energy and your spirit are like mm-hmm. exactly what is needed right now.
Definitely.
So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the platform letting me come and, you know, speak my piece and, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm grateful for you. If you like what you hear with Brock, feel free to rate, review, subscribe to the Preventable Podcast. I'd love to have you on in like a year because I think I just can't wait to see like
yeah.
what's next.
It's going to be love.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to be here too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bringing in that water right on
yeah,
time,
yeah.
right?
Save me.
Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us at The Preventable, brought to you ad-free by PreventEd. PreventEd works to reduce or prevent the harms of alcohol and other drug use through education, intervention, and advocacy. Please visit their website at PreventEd.org. Like what you heard? Rate, review, and subscribe to stay up to date with what we are serving on The Preventable.